ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Ayin Dalet. Welcome back, everyone. We have a few Mishnahs here today, a few different topics. First, we start with the first Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us about things that Asr B'Kolshu, that they're not batal. Normally things are batal B'Roiv or batal B'Shishim, but these things listed in our Mishnah, they're not batal. And what are they? A list of things which are not batal. So the Gemara explains what's the klal of a Mishnah. Why are these things not batal? So the Gemara says that our Mishnah, Tana our Mishnah needs two things. Number to make in order two tznayim, two conditions, and because of that they're not batal. Number one is that they're isuri hana, and number two it's a dorash beminyan, something chashiv which you count each one individually. It's davar sheva minyan, and it's isuri hana, and that's why it's not batal. So we have to see there's pshatim in the Rishonim, pshatim in the Gemara. But first, just give a very quick hakadama to the inyan of davar sheva minyan, which is, you see here, and this similar you said we've seen other places, which is that something which is chashuv is not batal. There's this, that things which you count, or the Gemara says balei chayim chashivi, certain things that Chazal told us because of that they're very important. And because of that, they're not batal. The simple understanding that bittul b'roiv, the din that roiv is kaveh k'neged the miut, but when they're in the taroives, in order to make the taroives mutter, I need that the miut should be batal. Batal means that it's irrelevant. It's not important. It's kilu not here. That's what the bittul b'roiv needs to accomplish, is that to be mevatal b'hashivus of the miut. So when something has a unique hashivus to it. When the miut that I want to be mevatel, it has something that's special about it. It's davar sheva minyan. You give it to your guests. It's balei chayim. If there's a unique chashivus to this miut, so it cannot be in this batel. That's the yisoid that's mentioned in our Gemara and numerous other Gemaras. When there's a chashivus, so therefore it's not batel. Just to mention, the Rishonim say in numerous places that avada this klal is only midurabanan, midaraisa, even dvarim chashuvim are batel. All that we see that a davar chashuv is not batal, and a taroivus is a chumin drabanon, because it's chashivus, so it cannot be nispata. That's a pshutay. There is, however, a tesis in Me'ila, daf chaf alef mebeis, that says that a matbeyaz chashuv, and therefore it's not batal midaraisa. The achrayim make a very big deal about that tesis, Mishnah Melech and Shimon and Shari Yasher, but the pashas of Dvarim that were in the Rishonim in many places. That the cloud that a dover chashuv is not batal is a svar drabana. So back to us. That was the introduction. So back to us. The Gemara says that pshat in the Mishnah is that you need tarti, you need dover sheva minyan and isuri hana. So there's machlokes to show him how to learn the pasuk pshat in the Gemara. Rashi learns kipshutai that what it means is that the Tana of our Mishnah holds that in order that it should not be batal, in order to contradict the bittul. We need two things that are special about this miut. Number one, that it's asr b'hana, and number two, that it's davar chashuv. Kinira, the aspect of isur hana is also a certain chashivus of the isur. It's number one chashuv because it's a davar sheva minyan. You count it individually. And besides that, it's also asr b'hana. It's really asr. That's a chashivus in the isur. When you have the combination of these two aspects, so then it's not batal. That is what Rashi says. The Rashi says, the Gemara, like the Kavita Pashtus. Tesis and the Rishonim ask on Rashi, that in Kain Ar Sigi is connected a Mishnah and a Sigi in Chulin. The Mishnah in Chulin Perigil Anoshe, and that's Tarivav Medbeis. It says there by a Chaticha of Nevela, Beina Chatichais, that one Chaticha of Nevela is mixed up with other Chatichas of Basar Kosher. So all of them are Asar. So the Gemara explains that it's because it's a Chaticha really is Kabin Bifnei Orchim. Talking about a nice steak, something that's chashuv. So you give it to guests. So it's chashuv, it's a darosh of a minyan, and it's not batal. Nevela is mutar b'hana, it's only asher b'achila. And yet in Mavur in the Gemara, that as long as that it's enough with this chashivus itself, a darosh of a minyan, even though it's mutar b'hana, it still contradicts the bittul. Still does not allow the bittul to happen because of the chashivas of davar sheva minyan. We don't need the extra chashivas of also being asur b'hana. So that's a question. Rashi, seemingly learned that there's machlokes asugyas. That's true. the sugyan, the mission, the Tana and Chulin holds that way. But our Tana, that only thing that he mentioned were Yisuriyana, our Tana holds you also need Yisuriyana. However, the Rishonim don't like that. The Rishonim don't want to make a machlekes of the Mishnayis. So Tesa says that what the Gemara is saying is not that the Tana needs both of them in order to contradict the Bittul. Really, it's enough with Davar Sheva Minyan to say that there's no Bittul. That in itself is enough. But the Tana of our Mishnah, he chose a list. He was listing things that are not Bittul. And it was interesting to him to mention things of Yisuri Hana. But it's not that he argues with the din. The din is true, even by Davar Sheva Minyan itself. But he's only mentioning things that have two conditions to them, that are all number one Asher Bahana, and number two that are also that are Davar Sheva Minyan. That's how Taisa says. However, Taisa is bothered by the end of the Gemara. The Gemara, right before the next Mishnah, the Gemara says that the klal of our Mishnah is Lemuute Davar Sheva Minyan V'Lavi Yisuri Hana. Inami Lemuute Yisuri Hana V'Lo Davar Sheva Minyan. So Taisa, the Lemuute itself, Taisa says, is not so bothersome. That it says Lemuute, something which is Davar Sheva Minyan and not Yisuri Hana, doesn't have to mean that the Tana holds that it's actually Batal. No, Lemuute just means he didn't refer to it, but it could be that it's not Batal. Taisa brings an example to this from more in the meaning of Baba Kama, that it says there are Adavas Nezikin, and it says Lemuute, Moiser, and Mefagel. It doesn't, it's more in the Gemara that there's no arguing, they're not arguing in Din. Just he didn't want to talk about those cases. So the Lemuute could mean that we didn't want to talk about those cases. But Taisa is bothered by the end, that Lemuute, Inami Lemuute Yisuri Anova Lo Davar Sheva Minyan. There, Lemuute Yisuri Anova Lo Davar Sheva Minyan means that it's actually Batal. Something which is Asr Bahana, and it's not Davar Sheva Minyan, is Batal. So the second Lemuute means that it's actually Batal. The first Lemuute means that it's not Batal, just the Tana of the Mishnah didn't mention it. So the two Lemuutes are entirely dissimilar. First one means that the din of our Mishnah is true in that case also. Like Davar Sheva Minyan and Nadi Surihana. Just the Tana didn't mention it. The second Lemuute means that it's actually the din of our Mishnah does not apply. That's a very difficult way to read the Gemara. This taste is bothered by this taste of Masal E. Is bothered by this question. So Taisa says that both the Lemuute just mean that the Tana of the Mishnah did not refer to it, but the din could be true, both in a Davar Sheva Minyan which is not Yisuri Hana, or Yisuri Hana which is not a Davar Sheva Minyan. The Tana of our Mishnah was not referring to it, but it could be that it's not Batal. So Davar Sheva Minyan and Nadi Suriano, we know that says told us from the Sugya and Chulin that is not Batal. But where do we have Isuri Hana, which is not a Davar Sheva Minyan, and it's not Batal? So he says that's Chametz and Pesach. Chametz and Pesach, the Gemara says in Pesach and Daf Lamed, it asers b'mashu. Even when it's not a Davar Sheva Minyan, even a little bit of Chametz, it also asers b'mashu. So that's a unique Chumer and Chametz. We'll see later on. It's a unique Chumer and Chametz. Doesn't apply to other Yisuri Hana. But at least as a pshat in our Mishnah, the Mishnah is referring to cases, the Tana of the Mishnah did not speak about cases when you only have one of the two conditions. He didn't get into that. The din of the Mishnah could be true even in these cases. That's how Taisa makes the Tulim, the Inami here better. That both of them, the point was the Tana is not referring to it, and the din might be true, and you'll figure it out on your own whether the din is true or not. And the mice, the klal is that a Davar Sheva Minyan itself is never batal. And Yisuri Hana normally are batal, but there is one case when they're not batal, even when it's not a Davar Sheva Minyan, and that is Chametz and Pesach. That's what he's learned of. But about the Gemara in Pshat works better in Rashi, that's the Makar for Rashi, that the Tana of our Mishnah holds that you actually need both conditions in order to be mafkia the batal. And we have Tana and Chulun that argues. Those are the opinions of Rashi and Tesis. But what comes out, that if you learn the Sugya Kipshutai, right, that like Rashi learned, that the Mishnah needs actually both, then really we have two questions on it. Number one, we have from the Sugya Chulin by Nevela, and also we have from Chametz and Pesach, that the Gemara says in Pesachim, that it's B'mashu, Chametz is not Batal, even though it's not a Davar Sheva Minyan. And by us it's Mashma, that you need, that even by Yisuri Hana, even by Chametz and Pesach, you need also Davar Sheva Minyan. The Gemara said earlier that we should say Kikrush of Alabayis, Lenin Chametz and Pesach. It's Mashma. That even on Chametz and Pesach, you only by Davar Choshev. And the Sugim Pesachim is that Chametz is always with Mashu. So if you learn our Sugya Kipshute, we have two real questions on it. So as we mentioned, Tais deals with the questions, and Tais learns that the Tanna Dvar Mishnah is only referring to these, but the din could be true in other cases. However, the Rishonim bring the Ravid then wants to answer these questions. The Ravid says that our Sugya is referring to us to the Isser Hana. In order that the whole Ta'arayvet should be Asr Bahana, is only when you have two conditions that are met. Number one, the Isser is a Davar Chashuv, a Davar Sheb Minyan. And number two, that it's Asr Bahana. So then all in these cases, like our Mishnah, the whole Ta'arayvet is Asr Bahana. However, says the Ravid, in the Sugya Nechulin by Nevela, so there you only have one of the conditions is met. It's a Davar Sheb Minyan, but it's Mutar Bahana. So it's pasha that the whole time is mutar bahana. That's simple, because the nevela obviously can't aser more than in itself is aser. So the call of our mission is to get iser hana, you need both. To contradict the bittul, one of them is enough. So that's why by the nevela, there's no bittul, but it's mutar bahana. And says the Ravid, that also on chametz in Pesach, in the sugyim psachim, that the Gemara says that chametz is the mashu, is only to aser ba'achila. But it's mutar bahana. It's when you have chametz that's meurav and other food on Pesach, so you can get hanah from it. You can sell the whole thing to a guy if you want, including the chametz that's meurav. The whole sugya there in Pesachim is only the gabit iser achila. That's the opinion of the Ravid. Many Rishonim, the Ramban, Rashba, they go with the shita of the Ravid that chametz Pesach is only the gabit iser achila, is only the gabit iser achila, and not the gabit iser hanah. So the Ran brings down this Ravid, and the Ran says, I don't understand. What's going on with chametz Pesach? Chametz is asr bahana. If chazal or machmir on chametz that is not batal, so then everything should be asr bahana. Isr chametz is asr bahana. If I'm choishish, whatever I have chametz mixed up in my pot or however it's mixed up, if I'm choishish, anything that I'm taking right now that it's maybe it's chametz or that it has any time chametz, so I have to treat it like chametz. So chametz is asr bahana. So also this thing is asr bahana. How could it be that we say that we were machmir on chametz that it should not be batal, but it's only lagabit isra achila, not lagabit isra hanah? How do we have this chiluk? That's the very big question that the Ran asked on the Rishon. So the Ran gives a possibility to answer a pshat in the Ravid. The Ran says that it could be that chazal were machmir that chametz is not batal, is because chametz should aser b'taymai. Really, there's a klal that normally Yisur Rabbatul Baroiv, the klal is Acher Rabbah Mahatris. So we have a klal that when something we learned earlier in Daf Samach Zayin, that Tam also asers. That Kol Zman is that as long as the Tam is, it can be tasted. So it asers Midaraisa. So that only asers until Shishim, until the amount that you actually can taste it. Chametz obviously is a Dindra Rabbonon. Chametz that asers B'mashu. You can't taste the Chametz. It also asers. But says the Ran, it could be that the chumr of chametz is because if you would have tam, so it would aser until shishim, it would aser even more. It's something that really is mafkia bittul. Tam is something that even though it should be bittul, there's roiv heter connected the iser. But because there's tam, so it's as long as there's tam around, so there's no bittul, the iser is not bittul. So on chametz we were machmir that even when there's no tam, because it could aser b'tam, because chametz is that. All my chalas asuras can aser b'tam. So in chametz there are more machmir than other my chalas asuras that the tam doesn't aser when it's actually tasted, but the tam asers b'mashu because it has an ability. The etzem tam has an ability to be mafkia bittul. So in chametz we are machmir the mafka of bittul is even b'mashu. Says the Ran, if that's the pshat, then I can understand why by hana it's different, because the whole chumra is only l'gabi the tam. Tam ki ikur asers the tam. But on something by Isra Hana, there you're not eating it, you're selling it to a guy, you're giving it to your dog. So there's no tam. In a case where there's no tam, so it wasn't said the din of tam ki ikur. So memela, there's no baka to be machmir and chametz v'mashu, because the whole chumr chametz v'mashu is an extension of the din of tam ki ikur. That the tam has the ability to be mafkia bittul. So on chametz we said even v'mashu it's mafkia bittul. But by hana it doesn't start the whole din of tam. By hana it always goes with bittul b'raif. There's no reason that Tam should aser. So Mela, there's no makom to machmir and chametz v'mashu. That's what the Ran wants to present as a possibility to say pshat in the Ravid. So Ran says that could be that maybe the Ravid holds. The Ran says I don't understand that chiluk. that we should say, just like Hano Mamoshe Asers, just like Tamu Mamoshe Asers Lenin Achila, who I didn't know Mamoshe Asers Lenin Hano. As the Ran says. The Ran says, I know, that just that when there's that when there's Tam, then it should also be Asr Bahano. Just like it's Asr Bahilo when you have Tam. So it's also Asr Bahano when you have Tam. So I don't understand. It says here in the Ran, that the din of Tam ki Iker works not only Lagabe to Asr Bahilo, but also to Asr Bahano. Even though when you're being nanu, when you're selling it to the guy, or you're giving it to your dog, or whatever you're doing with it, you're using it for fuel under your fire, you're not actually, you don't taste it. But Tam Kikr is a Svara to be Mafkiya Bittel. If it's Mafkiya Bittel, then it works also Lagabi the Hano. That's what the Ran says. So L'Chayr is we mentioned in Daf Samech Zayin that the Yisoid, that the Achrayim learn, that the reason Tam Kikr is not Bittel, they learned this chat in the Ravid and Chulin, that because when you taste it, so now it's like Kukara Isser. When you're eating your thing, which is much, all of a sudden you taste the Isser, so the taste is mixed up with the heter, but because you can discern the taste of the Isser, so it's like the Isser is separate from the Taravis, and that's why it's Usser. If that's as far, then Avada does not apply to Isure Hana. Hana, you're not tasting it Bechlau. In the Ran Yertamavur, that Tam is Choshev, that it shouldn't be Batal. So that works also the Gabi the Hana. Not because you're actually going to taste it, but Tam gives a Hashivas to the Isser that it should not be Batal. So just the Ran is before now, like what the Achrayim said, but just there is a little bit of a dichoy that if you look in the lashon of the Ran is talking about tamay uma moshay, both by Isuri Hana and by Isuri Achila, because of tamay uma moshay. This we mentioned this earlier on Daf Samech Zayin, and that there are many Rishonim, Rashi, and many Rishonim go in that opinion. The Ran also that we hold the halacha that tam is lavkeker midareisa. The Chumrah is only when there's Tamay Uma Masha in the Taravis. When the Isser itself is there and it also gives Tam. We said there that the Pshat is that really it's that the Isser itself is not the Batal. Just normally the Isser should be Batal. The Tam gives a Hashivas to the Isser that it should not be Batal. So it's the Isser at the end of the day because the Tam gave it Hashivas, so the Isser itself is not Batal. So it could be that's what the Taina of the Ran. That if the time works that the Isra should not be bottled, Lagabi Isra Achila, that should be true Lagabi Isra Hana also. That once there's time in it, so it's Chashuv, so it should not be bottled even Lagabi the Isra Hana. And that's the opinion of the Ran here, very Chashuv Yediyah, that when there's time, so even Lagabi Hana, it's not bottled. Just to mention, there's a tesis in Bechayrus and Avchavez and Aleph. There is a mavur that we don't say that tam ki ikar lagabe tuma, only lagabe isra, not lagabe tuma. There is also talking about a case of tamu yamashay. So it says you don't say lagabe tuma. So either that argues on the Ran, or there's a difference between isuri hana. They're more related to isra achila than tuma is. But Rakabanim, this is a very chashiv idea in the Ran. However, Lamaisa, because of this question on the Ravid, the Ran argues on the Ravid. Again, so the Ravid had told us that the Pshat in the Gemara in Psochin, that Chomitz on Pesach is a Mashu, even though it's not a Davar Choshuv, that's only Gabi Yisra Achila and not Gabi Yisra Hana. And that's good with the Pshat in our Gemara, that our Gemara needs, that you need, our Mishnah needs both conditions in order that it should ask for the whole Taravis, Lagabe Hana. That is the opinion of the Ravid. But the Ran argues, the Ran argues, says, no. That Chomitz and Pesach, that Asher's B'mashu, is not only Lagabe Isra Achila, but also Lagabe Isra Hana. How do we enter our Sugya? Our Sugya is Mavur, not that way. The Gemara asked by Kikr Shabbal Abayis, Lagabe Chomitz and Pesach. Mavur, that only Asher's, even Chomitz, only Asher's when it's also Davar Chashuv. So the Maisa, the Rif already asked the question. The Rif says that we do not pass them like our Sugya, because we pass like the Sugya in Pesachim, that Chomitz and Pesach is B'mashu. So the Rif argued on the Ravid. The Ravid wanted to answer up our sugya with the sugya and psachim. And the Rif says, no, our sugya does not work with the sugya and psachim. And Allah is like the sugya and psachim and not like our sugya. And like that's what's passing in Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Sivintof Mem Zayin, Sif Aleph, that Chomitz Pesach is the Mashu, even the Gabi Yisra Hano, not only Gabi Yisra Achila, even the Gabi Yisra Hano, like the Rif and the Rambam, the Ram brings, that Paschim, that Chomitz Pesach is the Mashu, and not like our sugya. So again, that's where we're just to summarize quickly. Those are the three we saw three shitas in the Rishonim, how to learn the Pshat, and that our mission needs both conditions. Rashi held that in order that there should not be bittul b'chlal, you need both conditions. That's the opinion of Rashi. Opinion of Tais is that our Mishnah just was only mentioning both, but the din of the Mishnah could apply with one without the other. And the Raivit said that our Tana needed both conditions in order that should be aser even b'hano. But the aser b'achila then could be enough with one without the other. Another point is the inyan of yayin nesach. First thing we mentioned in our Mishnah is yayin nesach. Yayin nesach is asers b'kolshu. But before in the sugya, that it's the same, the Tana of the Mishnah needs two conditions. Only one, it's a isur yayin and davar shebeminyan. It's mentioned that yayin nesach is not different than all other isur yayin. That just like all the other Suriyana, like Arla and Sharniska, Legla Rufa, and all the things mentioned in our Mishnah, they're only Aser when they're Davar Sheva Minyan. Also, Yayin Nesach is only Aser when it's a Davar Sheva Minyan. That's what's Mashma in our Mishnah. And this, the Rishonim ask, is the Chari Kenegat, the previous Mishnah, and the Fayin Gimel. Mishnah there is before that Yayin Nesach, that falls into other Yayin, or other Yayin falls into Yayin Nesach, and Aser is B'mashu. See that Yayin Nesach, even though it's just you have wine itself, it's not. You have a little bit of wine. It's not a davar. It's not a davar shav minyan, and yet it asers b'mashu. And in our sugya, it sounds like no. And yayin nesach needs also to be a davar shav minyan. So many rishonim answer on this question. The Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Ran, they say that in Echanami that yayin nesach asers all these three that are mishum avodah zara in our Mishnah are different than the rest. They don't need to be a davar shav minyan. They will aser in any case. Even a little, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, with a little bit of Yayin Nesach, or Huadin Avodah Zarah, and Eris Levuvin, all these three men are related to Avodah Zarah, are more chamur than regular Yisuri Hanah, and they ask Shabimashu. We train to bring the Dizmavur in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says the Pshad in these things is because Lo Yidbak B'yodcham Uma Min Achirim. That Avodah Zarah and all Yisurim that are related to Avodah Zarah are more chamur than regular Yisurim. And there's that Leibak B'yircham Uma, the Rishonim have learned from this numerous chumras about Yisuri Hanav Aveda Zara, that any connection to Aveda Zara is Aser. So the Maitis is only a Sar D'Rabbanan, because Midaraisa, once it's bottle, Aveda Zara is bottle, so it doesn't exist. So it's not even a Mashu, it's not even a Mu'uma. But Midrabbanan, we were Machmir, that because there was Aveda Zara here, so it's called a Mu'uma, any connection to the Aveda Zara is Aser. That's why but anything which is related to Aveda Zara, Aser is B'chol Kavni. That's why Yayin Nesach and Eris Levuvin is going to be Aser B'Kolshu. The whole that the Tana needed, the two conditions, is only for the rest of the Mishnah. That's what the Rishonim say. So what we found so far is this, we have that our Mishnah, our Sugya has before that you need two conditions in order that it should not be Batal, Mipshutai. And we find there are really two texts of Yisurim which are more Chomer. It's Chomitz and Pesach, the Sugya and Pesachim, and Yayin Nesach in the previous Mishnah, and by all of it is Zara. So far, what we've seen is that Yayin Nesach is more Chomer. That's the opinion of the Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, and Ran. And in Chometz Pesach, we saw either the Teretz of the Rif, that there's really Machlokes HaSugyas, or the Ravid, that the Sugyim Sachem only means Lagabi Yisra Achila, and our Sugyas Lagabi Yisra Hana. However, there's another Mahalach here from the Rush. The Rush is Mahalach between two types of Taroivas. The Rush says he's talking about Lagabi Chometz, we'll start with that. The Rosh says that we find in the Sugyim Sochim, that Chometz is not bottle, is only when it gets mixed up into my pot. I'm cooking something, I'm baking something, and the Chometz falls in. So now when I'm eating the food, I'm also going to be eating Chometz. It's Taravis of Lach Bilach, or any Taravis that the food is mixed in. So that type of Taravis is more Chomer. And on that, we answer B'mashu on Chometz and Pesach. However, says the Rosh, if you have a few different items, things in a few different bowls, one of the bowls has chametz inside, and other bowls don't have chametz inside, and you don't know which is which, that was called the taroges of yavish b'yavish, of different, each one it stands independently. The Rosh says there chametz and pesach is bottle, but right, like other isurim, if other isurim we hold we showed in the past say is bottle b'roif, two against one is bottle. And also Chametz and Pesach be the same thing. It's bottle chad betray by yavish b'yavish. The whole chumr that was said of Chametz and Pesach b'mashu is only by lach b'lach. That's what the Rosh says legabi chametz. Chor al derech ze, we could say legabi yayin nesach. We shouldn't say legabi yayin nesach. And that we saw in the previous Mishnah And Yayin Nesach is Mamashu is only Lagabe Lach Belach. Yayin Nesach falls into other Yayin, it falls into water. There the Yayin Nesach, the wine is mixed up with other wine. There it's more chomer, you're for sure drinking the Yayin Nesach. When you drink this kosher wine, you're also drinking some Yayin Nesach. So that's more chomer than we asked for Mamashu. Mashayin Kain, if you have two bottles of wine, one of them is Yayin Nesach, one of them is not Yayin Nesach, or I need three bottles of wine, two of them are Yayin Kosher, one of them is Yayin Nesach, so then it's batel. There Yayin Nesach is like regular Yisurim, and it's batel. This is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yerucham, which Ramah brings down, and it's the Chorus of Shad in Rashi. Rashi in the Mishnah says Yayin Nesach is Chavitz. Rashi mentions Be'elav Chavitz. Rashi says it's that a barrel fell in. So we're talking for Rashi. Our Mishnah is talking about a case of yavish b'yavish. One barrel is mixed up with other barrels. I mean, the wine itself is not mixed up. Just the barrels are mixed up. You don't know which barrel has it in Yayin Nesach and which barrel has it in kosher wine. So that's the case of our Mishnah. Here we need a davar chashuv. We need to be dafka big barrel, not a small cup. Only davar chashuv is not a bottle. But if you have cups that are mixed up, one cup of Yayin Nesach with other cups of kosher wine, so then it'll be mutter. And the previous Mishnah was only referring to Lach Belach. Lach Belach is more chomer because you're for sure drinking the wine, and that's where you're machmer to Asher B'mashu. That's another mahalach. So again, one mahalach is the Ramban, Rashi, Ritva, and Ran, that by all these Suri Avodah Zarah were more machmer. It's a unique chomer by Avodah Zarah because L'yid Bak B'yarcham U'ma Min Acherim, like the Yerushalmi says. And another mahalach from the Rosh by Chometz and Ben Yerucham, and it seems Rashi, say by Yayin Nesach, is that it's two different types of ta'arovitz. A ta'arovitz of yavish b'yavish is more kal than a ta'arovitz of lach b'lach. Very gishmak. However, la halacha, there's a little bit of a steer on this. The Ramah in Yerideh Simon Kufla Medal at Tziv Beis paskins that Yayin Nesach, when it's yavish b'yavish, is batel b'roiv, like other Yisurim. He brings that from Rabbi Yerucham. But however, in Eirachayim, in Simon Tov Mem Zayin Sif Tes, the Mechaber paskins that Chomet Asher's Mashu, even Yavish B'Yavish. That the Chumrah of Chomet's Vesel was that even by Yavish B'Yavish, not like the Rush. So the Gabi Yayin Nesach, we hold of this Chiluk of between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach. But not the Gabi Chomet's. So what's the difference? Why do we hold the Gabi Yor and not the other? The Pri Chodosh in Yerideh Simon Kovyur asks this question. What's the difference between Chomet's and Yayin Nesach? So there are two answers found in the Achronim. Number one is the Plesi. Simin Kofiur. Plesi points out that there's another difference between Chomets and Yayin Nesach. That Yayin Nesach we saw in the previous daf, Yayin Nesach ashers v'mashu only by min b'minoy. Chomets v'pesach, however, we pass him that even by min b'she'enoy minoy ashers v'mashu. So you see there's another difference. Says the Plesi that if Yayin Nesach ashers v'mashu only by min b'minoy, then it's similar to the Chumar of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda knows that always min b'minoy is b'mashu. So even though we don't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, but like Abba Yayin Nesach, we were machmer like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda to Asher B'Mashu. So the chumrah of Yayin Nesach B'Mashu is me'ein the shita of Rabbi Yehuda of min b'minay. Shengin the chumrah of Chomets B'Pesach that applies even by min b'she'enay minay obviously is unrelated to Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a chumrah and Chomets. Then Chomets we always Asher B'Mashu, no matter what. So says the place, so Lefizai, I understand the difference also between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach. The Rishonim say in Yevam Bastav Pebeis, Tosfos and the Rishonim say that Rabbi Yehuda says that min b'minoy is b'mashu is only by lach b'lach. But by yavish b'yavish, Rabbi Yehuda did not say a zin of min b'minoy b'mashu. So says the place, so im kein, legabe yayin nesach, which we were machmir, the chumrah of Rabbi Yehuda, so it only applies to lach b'lach and not to yavish b'yavish. However, by chomets, which we're asking even she'enu minoy, so obviously it's unrelated to Rabbi Yehuda, so there we asker even yavish b'yavish b'mashu. That is the teretz of the plesi. However, the gra in Yerideh Simin Kufla Medalit of Katan Ches, the gra says another teretz. And we saw in yesterday's daf that the yayin nesach asher b'mashu is only when the yayin kosher falls into the yayin nesach. If the Yayin Nesach falls into the Yayin Kosher, then it does not Asher B'Mashu. Now that's what we saw there. So says the Grot, that the chumrah of the ma'aser yod, the chumrah of yayin nesach, is only when the yayin nesach has been koyma. It's a unique chumrah. And when the yayin nesach is here, is the incumbent, and then the other wine is falling in, then it has the ability to aser. If the chumrah of yayin nesach, because it's been koyma, and things are being me'uruf with it, so vada that applies only by lach b'lach, and not by yavish b'yavish. Yavish b'yavish, as Reb Chaim Brisker said, that yavish b'yavish is a tarevis in the cup. Tarevis is in the person's head. You have the things in front of you. Yesterday you knew which was kosher, which was treif, and now you woke up this morning and you forgot. Nothing moved. All the things are in their same exact place. Just you forgot which is kosher, which is treif. So that avad does not apply to yayin nesach. The whole chumrah we find by yayin nesach is the unique chumrah because it's b'mekoymai and other things are falling into it. So that only applies when other things actually mix up into it. And mainly that does not apply to therefore it's only by lach b'lach and not by yavish b'yavish. Says the Gra, that Gevald, that the Yerushalmi that said the chumrah of yayin nesach is because of Yudbak b'yorchamum and acherim, they didn't hold like Rav Dimi and Rav Yitzchak and the fine Gimel. They held that yayin nesach asers even when the yayin nesach falls into something else. So Bakarach of the chumrah of yayin nesach is not because it's b'mekoymoy, rather the chumrah of yayin nesach is because of all inyanim of avodah zarah. Avodah zarah always asers b'mashu. Anything related to avodah zarah asers b'mashu. But l'halacha we paskin like Rav Dimi and like Rav Yitzchak, that yayin nesach only asers when it's the incumbent, when it's b'mekoymoy, and other wine is falling into it. So Mimela, we could say that it's not a unique chumrah by avodah zarah. And therefore, when there's a tarayvus of yavish b'yavish, so avodah zarah, yayin nesach, and all the yonim of avodah zarah are similar to regular yisuriyana, and the only answer when it's also davar chashuv. That's what the Gra says there. B'kitzer, it's also the avnei miluim. In the back of the sefer avnei miluim, he has tshuvas. In Simon Aleph, he deals with the question whether yayin nesach is b'alto yavish b'yavish. And he says this whole kolach yizayin azeh. He says there that it's only the chumrah of avodah zarah is only because of b'mekoymai. Yayin nesach has only been b'mekoymai. If by yavish b'yavish, it does not apply. So again, we saw two terutzim to the pshat in the psak la'alacha. And the Ramallah Mais is mekel by yayin nesach yavish b'yavish. And yet by chometz pesach we ask even b'mashu, even by yavish b'yavish. So the place he said that the chumrah of yayin nesach is because it's only by min b'minoy. So it's named the din of Rabbi Yehuda, which is always minamina in a bottle, and that's only by lach b'lach and not by yavish b'yavish. And the Gra and the Miluim said a different teretz that the chumrah of yayin nesach has only been mekaymai when it's been mekaymai, and therefore it does not apply to yavish b'yavish. Oh. There's a couple other small ha'aras here on the Mishnah. Things mentioned in our Mishnah is one thing mentioned in our Mishnah is petra chamor. And petra chamor also asher b'mashu because asher b'hana. So Rashi says, Petra Chamor, actually nifte. Once you, the din of, when you have a Chamor, a Bechor, a Chamor, so you're supposed to be paid with a Seh. And until you're paid it, so the opinion of Reb Shimon is that it's Asher Bahana. Our mission is going with Fidman Damer that it's Asher Bahana. And therefore, it's Asher Bahana until you're paid it. Once you're paid it, you give the sheep to the Kohen, so now the Chamor is yours, and it's Asher Bahana. But until you're paid it, it's Asher Bahana. So the Kveger brings here the question of the Placey. That ask that if we're talking about a petra chamor before you were paidet, meaning it's still alive and you could still be paidet, so then it's a davar sheish l'matir. So I mean, you have a way to be matir this petra chamor. Davar sheish l'matirin, I feel be elef l'ibatul. So in king, we don't need it to be a davar chashev, even if it would not be a davar chashev. The chal remission is because it's a davar sheba minyan. Why do we need it to be a davar sheba minyan? Davar sheish l'matir is never batul. That's the place he asks on Rashi. So the Maisa, the Tezrid asks a different question, but his answer also answers this question. The Tezrid asks that why the Maisa, what do you do in this our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says they're all Asher B'hana. So do you throw them in the garbage? Ask the Tezrid, the Petra Chamor, you could be paid it. Your Petra Chamor is mixed up with other donkeys. So instead of getting rid of all of these donkeys, just give one sheep to the Kayin, and then all the donkeys become mutter. So why does the Mishnah mean that Asher is B'kosher? That's what he asks. Says Tezrid, we're talking about that the Bailam is not there. So only the Bailam can be paid it. And if the Bailam is not around, then we can't be paid it. That's the answer to his question. Lefid Varav, it's also Yushu of the question of the Placey. That something of Dabar Sheish L'Matirin is only when you have a way to actually matter it. If there's no way to be matter it, So then it's not called Dover Sheish Lamatirit. So we're talking about it, if the Baal was not around, so we can't be Matirit. So we don't have, we don't have the Chumrah Dover Sheish Lamatirit. And the only answer, because it's Dover Sheva Minyan. Another point in the Mishnah is the Mishnah says also Sira Mishtaleach. It's our Girsh in the Mishnah. Look in the Agoy Sagro here on the side of the Gemara. It says Nimchak. That's not the correct Girsa. So he brings that the Rif and the Rush and the Yushalmi do not have the Girsa. But our Girsh in the Mishnah that it says Sir Mishtalech. Very interesting point about the Sir Mishtalech. The Taz is in Avedas in Zvachim and the Ayin Bez and Aleph. There it's our Mishnah is quoted in Zvachim Nafayin Aleph and Bez, or deals with it there. So Taz there asks in Zvachim Nafayin Bez and Aleph. Taz asks, how come our Mishnah does not say and other things that of Yisuri Hana, which are Dover Sheva Minyan, like a Prus of Lechem upon him, which is Asr Bahana, or Chaticha Shel Chatas Tameya, which is Asr Bahana, how come they're not listed in our Mishnah? So Taisa says that Bekotchim like Kamairi. Our Mishnah is only referring to things which are Chulin, but it does not refer to Kotchim. To Yisuri that are related to them being Kotchim, they're not mentioned in our Mishnah. So then Taisa asks, So, but why did the Mishnah not mention Sir Mishtalech? That's the next question of Tesis. So Tesis obviously was not Geiris Sir Mishtalech, like the Gra points out that in Tesis and Zoham the fine Bez, to before that the correct Girsa our Mishnah is not to mention Sir Mishtalech. Tesis asks that why is that mentioned in our Mishnah? It says the Mishnah could have mentioned it. The Biskarov asks a Pella on Tesis. Tesis says just before that our Mishnah is not talking about Kachim. And then Taisa says that our Mishnah could have mentioned Sir Mishtalech. No, the Isser of Sir Mishtalech is an Isser of Kachim. It's a carbon. It's made in a carbon, and it's Isser because it has the Kedusha of the, it was brought from the money of Karbanus. So that's its Isser. So it's Kachim. So why did Taisa warrant the Mishnah to say Sir Mishtalech? So the Briskarov, in his Sefer from the Briskarov, Kuntris on Rosh Hashanah and Yuma and Sukkah. So I'm there on page 42. The Briskarov says Shad and Taisa. So before there in Taisus, that Taisus didn't ask on the Sir Mishtalech when he was alive, that it should be in our Mishnah. Because that's for sure Kachim. So that's not mentioned in our Mishnah. Taisus only asks that in the Sir Mishtalech after it's thrown off the cliff. After it's thrown off the cliff and it falls down, so there's a machlekes in the Gemara and Yuma, whether it's Asr Bahana. So Taisus asks that Lamanda Omar that it's Asr Bahana, so why is it not mentioned in our Mishnah? Says the Biskarov, Bakorach Taisus learned that Isra Hana that there is on the Evari Sir Mishtaleach is a new Isra. It's unrelated to the previous Isra. The Isra that it had as being a carbon, once you threw it off the cliff, and it's Nasi's Mitzvasai, so there's no more Isra. It's Nasi's Mitzvasai, Ein Moyalin Boy. The first Isra is no longer around. That's finished. That there's Manda Omar, that the Evarim are Asr Bahana, that Bakorach a new Isra. That even though it's finished the previous mitzvah, it's no longer a carbon, it's a new Isra because it was a Sir Mishtalech, so now it's Asr. But it's not, it happens to be a carbon. But the Isra Shabai is not an Isra Kodesh. It's a new Isra, no, it's like Petra Chamar and Egla Rufa and all these things which are Stam Asr Bahana. So that's what Taisus asks that it should be in our Mishnah. That's the Brisk Rav says you see from that Taisus. He asked from that from Sugya and Mi'ila, but Akobanim, the opinion of Taisus in Zvachim is that the Isser of Evari Sir Mishtalech is an Isser of unrelated to Kachim. The original Isser of Kachim is over, and that's a new Isser like regular Yisuri Hana. And that's what Taisa that it should be in our Mishnah. And that would definitely explain the gears that we have, that it says Sir Mishtalech, because it's talking not an Isser Kachim, rather it's a new Isser. Two other points here in Rashi. Two last points on this sugya. Rashi says that when things are usher are usher and they're batal, when the case when there is bittul, when it's not a darash of a minion and it is batal, so Rashi says you throw one away and you use the rest. So what do you do with the one you throw away? So Rashi says totally by a nevela, you throw it away, you give it to your dogs, and then you can use the rest because nevela is mutar bahana. By chomet, when it's usher bahana, so you have to throw it into the nar, and then you can use the rest. But the opinion of Rashi is that when things are batal, so you still have to get rid of one. So the Rosh and the Ran ask, then they don't understand. If it's batal, so it should be batal entirely. And even that one is mutter. Bittul means that, we mentioned it before, bittul means it's batel. It's kilu, not here. It's void, null and void. It doesn't exist. The isra is no longer here. So then, if the isra would be here, then all of them would be asr. The fact that the rest of them are mutter is because this is batel. If it's batel, then also it itself is mutter. So they argue Rashi, they don't understand Rashi. The Rama in Yeridira Kuvtes brings the opinion of Rashi, and he says that it's a chum Rabbi Alma. It's a chum Rabbi Alma that even though Avadami Darais it's batel, you don't need to do anything. It's a chum, you have to get rid of one. The Gra there explains the opinion of Rashi, Api the Mordechai in Mesechas Beitza. There's a difference between Lach Balach and Yavish B'Yavish. In Lach Balach, then Rashi did not say that you have to get rid of it. Then you can eat everything. But by us, when each one is independent and they're mixed up, so then Rashi yelled that you need to get rid of one. You get rid of one, the idea of getting rid of one is that you can make a tzliya. We can say the one that you got rid of is the Aser one, and now you can eat the rest. Seemingly, Rashi yelled about Yavish B'Yavish, the whole heter is based on the fact that you can make a tzliya. That I could say that you're not eating Iser. Each time I could say that you're not eating Iser. So once you come down to the last one, you for sure have eaten an Iser, right? If you have two pieces of kosher meat and one piece of treif meat, so you eat all three, you definitely, one of them is an Iser. So we shouldn't deal with this question. They see the other answer is the Rashban, Meseches Chulin. It's not our topic for right now. But it seems that Rashi held that you need to come out to a tzliya. It's a chumash drabanan that will only see bittul if we could be told that you never ate an Iser. So you have to get rid of one. So now you're only eating two pieces. I could see the two. I could say that the two pieces that you're eating, both of them are mutter. When it's all ma'urav, so then the Iser is kilu is not here anymore. The Iser disappeared. It became mamash a chelik of the heter. So then Rashi holds it that posh that you're allowed to go eat all of it together. That's the answer up the opinion of Rashi. One last question on Rashi is Rashi says by the chametz Pesach. Rashi says you throw one away, and the rest you give to your dog. Once you threw one away, then why can't you eat the rest? Chametz was batel. We said there's a chumra to get rid of one, and so you got rid of one. So now all the rest of the things we assume that they're not chametz. Imkin, you should be able to eat them. So why does Rashi say that you have to give them to your dogs? You can't eat them yourself. Very big question on Rashi. So the Tzlach in Pesachim, Daf Tes Mebeis, says that really L'mayis L'chametz is Dabar Sheish L'matirin. And therefore Chametz, even when it's not Choshev, it should not be Batal. Because Chametz is Mutter after Pesach. So therefore it's Dabar Sheish L'matirin. So it should not be Batal. So why is before in our Gemara that Chametz is yet Batal? So says the Tzlach, a very important site of the famous Tzlach. The Tzlach says that we find Dabar Sheish L'matirin is not batel. So the Rashi and Beitza explains, Rashi and Beitza daf Gimel and Biz, that Asher Techleu Be'itzer Techleu Be'heter. Why do you have to go and eat it in an oven that it's Asr with the Bittel Beroiv? Wait till the time that it's Mutter and then you can eat it then. That's the opinion of Rashi. Says it's Lach, that idea only applies to Achila. You can eat the food now, you can eat it later. You're getting the same Hana at the end of the day. You ate the food. So don't eat it today, rather eat it tomorrow. That's the Svar of Rashi. But let's say Lagabi Muksa. I have something which is a Beitish and Yomtiv, which I can't eat because it's Muksa. So it's mixed up with other eggs. So now I want to move an egg. So really it's a Dabar Sheish L'Matirin, because I'm Matzah Yomtiv, everything's going to be Mutter to eat. So as it's Lachno, I'm allowed to move the egg. If I have a reason to move an egg, so I can do it. Even though it's a Dabar Sheish L'Matirin. Says it's lach, because the tiltle that I'm doing now, I won't do later on. When I want to move something, I need a paperweight. So I need to move, to take an egg and put it as my paperweight. So if I don't move this egg, so I won't have a paperweight. Right now I'm reading my book and I want a paperweight, and the only option that I have is the egg. So if I don't use the egg, I have nothing. So there's no atcha techleu be'isra techleu be'heter. Because the tiltu that you want to do now, you're not going to do later on. Achila, only things are only eaten once. But tiltu is not that way. You can move it many times. So there, the whole din of Dabar Sheish L'Matirin wasn't said on tiltu. That's the famous chiddush of the Tzlach. The Tzlach is also by Isturi Hana, by Hana Sheinu Shel Kilui. You want to use something that's Osir Bahana, like by us, Chometz. chametz, if you have chametz mixed up with other things, and now you want to use it for anah, you want to use it as your paperweight. So there's no din of darish yesh l'matirin. Don't use it because you could do it later. And let's say Pesach, you can use it as your paperweight. That doesn't help me. I need to use it the whole week. I want to use it of Pesach. Hanah and on tiltul, there's no Indian of darish yesh l'matirin. So it says the tzach l'chul. That's there are two types of hanah. Says the tzach. It's telling which kind. Hanah she'ena shel kiloy, like using it as a paperweight. So then I could say that it's there's no svar of darish yesh l'matirin. And therefore it should be batal. But hanah shel kiloy, where you get rid of the chefetz, like you give it to your dog, then I could say, no, don't give it to your dog on Pesach. Wait till after Pesach. Because copy that is davar sheish l'matirin. So anachila and an hanah shel kiloy is a svar of davar sheish l'matirin. But hanah she'ena shel kiloy, it's not called the davar sheish l'matirin. So says the tzlach the following. You have chametz on Pesach, which is batal. But really it's a davar sheish l'matirin. So that's why Rashi holds that you can't eat it on Pesach. The only thing you can do is give it to your dogs. Because you can't eat it because it's davar sheish l'matirin. But also, the rabbi giving it to your dogs, it's also be davar sheish l'matirin. Why give it to your dog on Pesach? You can wait till after Pesach to give it to your dog. Says the tzlach, listen. For hanah she'ena shel kiloy, avada, you could use it on Pesach. When you want to use it as a paperweight, you could use it. Because on that, it's batal. So once it's batal, legabe hanah she'ena shel kiloy, so we also said it's batal legabe hanah shel kiloy. We were in mechalik in different types of hanah. It's all one hanah. So it's all one shame of hanah. Chazal, the whole din of davar sheish l'matirin is a chumer d'rabbanan. So once we have to say that the chametz is batal, legabe hanah she'ena shel kiloy, so meilu we said it's batal also legabe hanah shel kiloy. And that's why we allow you to give it to your dog. So to eat it yourself, you can't do it because it's davar sheish l'matirin. But legabe hanah, you consider it as a davar she'ena shel matirin because legabe hanah shel kiloy, it's a davar she'ena shel matirin. And meilu therefore we're matir it entirely, and that's how we hold that as batal. That's how the tzlach says, v'al tekep shat in Rashi. Arkan for this first Mishnah. Now we come to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says that when Yai Nesach is Aser, it asers the Tarayves. So everything is Aser Bahana. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. And Rishim Gamliel says, no, it gives you an Eitzah. It's true that really it's Aser Bahana. But it's only on Aser Bahana because of the Yai Nesach. So therefore you sell it all to a guy, except for the Dmei Yai Nesach Shaboy. And therefore you're not getting Hana from the Yai Nesach. And you're okay. You got hana only from the wine that was mutter and not the wine that was aser. And it's okay. So Rishonim ask a question on this from a sugya earlier. At the end of the third perek, it says there that if you have something that was made by Aveda Zara, bread that was baked by and the fuel was from Aveda Zara, so it's aser b'hana. And then if it's Arev b'acheres, so all of them are aser. That's the sugya there. Rabbi Lezer says he gives you an Eitzah. You have this big problem. You have all of your bread became Aser. Says Rabbi Lezer that you're Moilich Hanah L'Yam HaMelach and the rest is Mutter. However much the wine, the bread of Avodah Zarah is worth, you throw that away and then you use the rest. So the Chai Rabbi Lezer is like Rav Shimon Gamliel by us. So Rashi and Naf Mem Tes already asked this question. And Rashi says it's different. They know that both Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanon by us do not hold of Rabbi Lezer. You do not know the dates of being Moilech Hanah L'Yam HaMelach. There the pshat is that you're being pointed the Avodah Zarah, the Rishonim say. Tosfos Zvachim says that whatever the Avodah Zarah is, you're kilu putting it on this money, and you're getting rid of the money, and therefore the Avodah Zarah became Mutter. That's what's going on over there. But by us it's different Mahalach. By us Poshet, you're not being nana from the Avodah Zarah. It's not a din pidyon. You had wine that was worth $10. And now fell in some more wine that was worth $1. So now you have $11 worth of wine over here. So now when you sell it to the guy, instead of taking $11 for the wine, you took $10 for the wine. So you're actually only getting, you're getting no hana out of the Avodah Zarah. You're not being paid of the Avodah Zarah. You're getting hana from the kosher wine, not from the Yai Nesach. There, Reb Lezer says, you throw the hana to the Amalek and then you eat all of them. So that kilu, you got rid of the Avodah Zarah somehow. By throwing the value of the Avodah Zarah to the Yam HaMelach, that's kilu getting rid of the Avodah Zarah, and that allows you to eat the rest. But by us, it's very simple mahalach. You're just simply not getting hana from the Yayin Nesach. That's the teretz of Rashi. Very clear teretz. The two sugyas are unrelated. However, Rashi by us seems to does connect the two sugyas. The Rashash points out that Rashi says b'chavis b'chavis the shokil chada v'shadi b'nara inech nishteru b'hano. Rashi by us says that what you do is you get rid of one, you throw it away, and then you sell the rest to the guy. There, Rashi did not say that. That sounds like what Rabbi Elazar did. Rashash asks, and Rashi, he's by Shver, that Rashi says what he said over there, and what he says there is very logical. Why did Rashi here say not this way? Tzorachin, I don't know if Teretz and Rashi are by us. Another point about that is din. You saw Tchut min Meyai Nesach Shabbos. So again, the pashtus is, like Rashi says there, enough memtes, that you just sell everything, and you don't get take money for the Avodah Zarah. For the Ayin Nesach. So the Ramban earlier on in the Ayin Beis says this, you have to speak this out clearly to the guy. You tell the guy, listen, I have wine here, it's worth $11. I'm only selling you $10 worth. You're going to give me $10 for this wine. $1 is the Ayin Nesach, that you get for free. I can't sell that to you. You give me $10 for the wine that's kosher. That's what the Ramban says. The Rashba there, and in Avodah HaKodesh, and in Teres Habayis, the Rashba argues. He says, no, you don't need to speak that out to the guy. You could just sell the guy that's here $11 of wine, and I'm selling it to you for $10. The guy thinks he gets a good deal. You don't have to tell him that you're selling him except for the Yayin Nesach. And the Torah in Kuf Lamed Daled brings down the Rashba that you don't have to speak this. You don't have to mention it that you're selling it except for the Dmei Yayin Nesach. So the stapler in Simon Chav Ches has a very big question on the Rashba. We understand. He says, we understand the Ramban, but you don't understand the Rashba. He says, if you're getting right now extra wine, wine normally comes, a barrel costs $10, 10 liters costs $10 of wine, and now you're getting 11 liters for $10. So you know you're getting a good deal, right? You go into the store, you say, wow, good deal. 11 liters of wine for $10. When you pay the money, you're paying the money for all of the wine. The money is going for all of the wine. You just think that the wine today, for whatever reason, they're selling it cheaper. So in Cain, the Yisrael is getting hana from the Ayin Esach. If either Ramban and you speak out, so then the money, the $10 that the guy gives you is for the $10 that's wine that's kosher, and the other liter that you give him is you're giving it to him for free. So it's good. So you're not getting any hana from the Ayin Esach. But if either Rashba, if you don't speak it out. So all the money is being given for all of the wine, including the Yayin Nesach. So the Maisa, the guy, is paying you less per liter. But the Maisa, he's paying you also for the Yayin Nesach. So in Cain, you're getting money for the Yayin Nesach. So how is it mutter? So says the stipler, that what we see from here is that Dmei Yisuri Hanah are Asur, is not there something problematic with the Dhamim by themselves. The problem is that because the Dhamim is a form of getting Hanah from the Yisuri Hanah. I can't get enough from Isuri Hanah. So and when I sell it, I make money off it. So I'm making money off of the Isuri Hanah. That's the problem. So here, Lamaisa, I had wine that was worth $10 before the Ayin Esach fell in. I could sell it for $10. Now the Ayin Esach fell in, and I still sell it for $10. So Lamaisa, the Ayin Esach didn't cause me any Hanah. It's true, Lamaisa, the guy gives money for all of it. He's also giving money for the Ayin Esach. But I'm not getting Hanoah from the Yayin Esach. Because the $10 that's in my pocket at the end of the day, I would have had even if the Yayin Esach would not have fallen in. So I didn't make any revach, any profits off of the Yisuri Hanoah. So that's not a problem of the Mei Yisuri Hanoah. That's a good svara. But ask the stipler, but it'll hurt not enough. Because we learned in the beginning of our perek that Yayin Esach, not only is it usher to be nene from it, but also Yayin Esach is Toifes Domov. Just like Avodah Zarah is Toifes Domov, also the Yayin Esach is Toifes Domov. The Isser of the Yayin Esach goes to the other Domim. By most Yisuri Hanah, when you sell them, according to most Rishonim, the Domim is Mutter. But by Yayin Esach and Avodah Zarah, the Isser is Asher, it's Asher Midaraisa. It's Asher Midaraisa to be Nene from the money. Because the money is considered is the Domim of Avodah Zarah. Kol Sha'avata Mahaya Kamayu Reyu Kamayu. It becomes like it. So the Maisa right now, the guy gave me money for Avodah Zarah, for Yayin Esach. So that money takes on the din of the Yayin Esach. How can I use that money? It hasn't in the Isra of Yayin Esach. Oh. Says the stipler, what you have to say is that even that we darshin, the kol shatma hayim imenu, hareyu kamayu, anything that you create from the Avodah Zarah or the Ayin Nesach is like the Avodah Zarah itself. It's what it means is that the Avodah Zarah is causing you to get that hana. When the Avodah Zarah causes you to get profit, so that profit is also like the Avodah Zarah itself. Or if the Ayin Nesach causes you to make money, that money is also like the Ayin Nesach itself. Mashenkin, in this case, it's true the money was given before the Avodah Zarah. But the profits that you're making are not profits because of the Avodah Zarah. The Ayin Nesach didn't cause you any benefits, didn't cause you any profits. So therefore, it's also not Toif Yizamov. The whole thing of Toif Yizamov is in the profits that were made from Avodah Zarah, those profits are Aser. Here there were no profits that were made, because even without the Avodah Zarah, I would have made my $10. So this Yisrael answers both questions. The Isra of Dmei Isuri Hana is because you're making money from the Isra Hana, and here the Avodah Zarah, the Ayin Nesach, didn't make you any profits. And also the din of that it's Toif Yizamov is that on the profits that are made from Avodah Zarah, those profits are Aser. Here there are no profits from the Ayin Nesach. That's the Teretz that the Sefer says on the Rashba. And with this, the Sefer wants to answer also the Rambam. The Rambam says in our sugya, he brings out our sugya very similar to the din of Rebbe Lezer earlier on. That Rebbe Lezer says there, Melech Hanol Yama Melech. So the Rambam says by us in Perek Tes Zayin Maicholas Asur Salocha Chef Tes. Yimaka Kula Laakum. Veloi Keach Dmei Hayayin Oser Shaboy. Umash Umashlicho Yama Melech. Vihane Bishara Mois. You sell it all to a guy, and then you take the money of the Ayin Nesach, and you throw it away to the Yama Melech. So when you sell it all to the guy, then you take the money of the Ayin Nesach and you throw it away. The Rambam is meduyik to say, it's mashman that learned similar to there, but yet here he says that you do is you take that money. When you sell it to the guy, you take that money and you throw it away. In the previous, another halacha, the Rambam examined the din of Daf Mem Tes, I'm passing like a Belezer, but there the Rambam doesn't make any mention that you have to sell it and use that money and throw it away. Take the money you got from the Avodah Zarah and throw it away. The Rambam just says, you throw away whatever the Avodah Zarah was worth and use the rest. And here the Rambam says that you take that amount, when you sell it to a guy, take that amount and you throw it away. So, says the disciple, the Rambam learned that our sugya is not the same din as Rebbe Lezer. Our sugya is a unique din that it's like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel's mashma that you sell it all to a guy, chutz min mei nesach shabbat. Just the Rambam had a problem. The Rambam's problem was that, but the Rambam learned like the Rashba. The Rambam learned like the Rashba that you sell it all and it's not called mei suriyana, and it's not called mei suriyana. But he had a problem that yain nesach is toif yizdamov. So here, it's the mice of the money was given also for the Ayin Nesach. So it's Toif Yizdamov. And that money is mixed up with the rest of the money. So you have money that has in it the Isser of the Ayin Nesach is chal on it. Because it's called the Dmei Ayin Nesach. You were Nene, like the Rashba. You were Nene, like there was first you say the Sefer said in the Rashba. Because it brought you no profits. But the second say that the Sefer wanted to say, that's also not called Kol Shat Mahaya Mimenu because it didn't bring any profits. That the Rambam holds no. That as long as the money was given for the Ayin Nesach, so it's called that you got profits for that. It's called that it's Dmei Ayin Nesach, and Ayin Nesach is Toif Yizdamov. So for that, it should be Aser. So here the Rambam says, so in order to take care of that problem, you have to throw it away. You have to throw that away. And that's like a tliya, like we could say, that money that you're throwing away is that yain. So it's not similar to the din of Rebbe Lezer. The din of Rebbe Lezer is a pidyon. That I say that the kedusha, the iser that's there is in this money, and I throw away the money away, and I could use the object. Here I take the money that I got from the sale, and I didn't get hanor, but that money at least midrabanon is. The money that itself was for the Ayin Nesach is Aser. So now I throw away some money and I say that money was the money for the Ayin Nesach, and the rest I can get enough. That's Gemal, the type of what it says in the Rambam and also in the Rashba. Now we come to the third Mishnah for today, the Mishnah on Amud Beis. The Mishnah tells us how to kasher your gas, your place where you press for the wine. How to kasher it from the guy either touched my gas or I'm kashering the gas that I bought from a guy. So when he puts the zethes on the tar, but there's yain there in the zethes, and that yain is also. How do you kasher gas? So as there are different levels of how much you have to kasher it. How much was it nivla in that you have to be choshesh that the yain got in? So how much of hechsher does it need? Does it need hadacha or niguv? That's the sugi over here. So the Ran asks that the word in the Gemara that a gas is called a machniso lakiyum. It's not like kankanim, which are machniso lakiyum, that you leave the wine there for a long time, so then it gets more blias. Gas is the din of a machniso lakiyum. The Ran asks that if a gas is a machniso lakiyum, right, before in the sugi is in the second perek, that things which are a machniso lakiyum, it's enough with hadacha. You just need to wash them out. And here we see you need much more. You need niguv, which is Efer and Mayim. If it's because if a gas is in machniso lakiyum, then it's enough with hadach. So the Ran says that the gas is a middle din. It's so the Ran says the lashon of the Ran. A gas is this. So came from mashim by yain ksas, but masik by yisaz efes. Because you do leave the wine there for some amount of time in order to help out the tar. You put a lot of wine there, but it was for a short time. So it's similar to a kli that it's machniso lakiyum, not entirely. The Mar calls it a machniso lakiyum. If it doesn't need a hechsher gadol, hainu iroi. But also, it's not also not similar to a kli she'ein machniso lakiyum lagamri. Achshir behechsher kodu, hainu adocha. Kli that's for mamash for a short time, that's with hadach. A kli that you leave for a long time, very long time, that needs irui. The gas, the Ran says, is beinu nihu. Bein davar shemachniso lakiyum, or bein davar shemachniso lakiyum. It's left for kiyum for a certain amount of time, but not so long. Therefore, the figach nasu will have hechsher beinu nih. For Chazal gave it also, the way to kasher it is a middle way to kasher it. Tainu niguf. Regular kelim it's enough with hadacha, but here because it's more like it's similar to machnisa lakim to a certain degree, so we gave it a middle din to need niguf. One last point here, the Gemara says in the end that darsh rava nava artuchu, that the gas you should be martiachit, you should make it boiling. To be showing him say what it means is you pour boiling water on it. That's the way to kasher your gas, is with irui. So Taz brings down here that Rabbeinu Tam learned out of our sugya that irui is kekli rishon. That when you pour something from a kli rishon, you boil up a pot on the fire, and then you pour it. So it has the same thing as a kli rishon. It's like the kli rishon itself. That's why it has the ability to kasher. Irui would be like a kli sheni. If things in a kli sheni don't have any ability to cook, they also can't kasher. If Irui would be, it's no longer called that the water is boiling when it's in a klisheni. So if Irui would be a klisheni, then it wouldn't have the ability to kasher. So in fact, our Gemara says to pour boiling water on it from a klirishin, faces that Irui is a klirishin. Bein Atam proves this from the Yerushalmi, that a kli that got an Irui from a kli that was usher, so it needs to be kashered. Kli that was poured on kli B from kli A, and so Kli B also needs to be kashered. If Iru would not be Kli Rishon, then would not need to be kashered. That is the opinion of Rabbi Nutam, that Iru is Kli Rishon and it's Mevashel. There's nafkaminas both in Yeridea and in Nechol Shabbos. The Iru is Kli Rishon. That's the opinion of Rabbi Nutam. So it brings down that the Rashbam holds, I know that Iru is Kli Sheni. Iru is Kli Sheni, that it's not Mevashel. Thesis says that really the achra should be not like the Rashbam or like Rabbeinu Tam. Rather that Irui is Mevashel Kedei Klipa. It only is Mevashel the top layer and not more than the top layer. Thesis says, why is that? Because the klal is the Suyim Psachim and Ein Vav. When you have something hot on top of something cold or something cold on top of something hot. So it's Machlekes bin Rav and Shmuel. which one wins out? Which one, does the hot one make the cool one hotter? Or do the cold one make the hot one colder? So there's machlokes there, Rav and Shmuel, which is the more defining one? Is it the one on top or the one on bottom? And we paskin that tato gavar, the one on the bottom is the overpowering one. The one on the bottom overpowers the one on top. So therefore, it says Tesis, when you pour something hot onto something cold, the thing on the bottom cools down the thing on top. So it doesn't get cooked by the iruy of the Kli Rishon. Rather, the thing on the bottom is cooling down what the water that's being poured on it. It stays cold. So iruy is not a Kli Rishon. But however, the Gemara says there in Psochin, that when you pour, when something hot is on something cold, so even though tato govar, and it's the thing on the bottom does not get cooked, but ademekar le bola, but at the time that it's cooling down, the thing on top, at that time, it there does go in a blia. The thing on top is able to give over some tam to the thing on the bottom, because they klipa, the small amount that could be peeled away, that takes to peel off a layer of a peel from the bottom, from the thing on the bottom is nesar from the one on top, because they klipa. So that's the maskana of Tesis, that irui is not the Rav Yonatan holds as a Kli Rishon, and not like the Rashban holds like it's a Kli Sheni. Rather, but it's what's nesar from the clear thing on the bottom is a kadei klipa that is affected by the irui Kli Rishon. That this pasuk halacha both in Hilchos Shabbos and in Yerideya, that irui does aser kadei klipa. However, Rav Yonatan held not that way. Rav Yonatan held that it irui is a Kli Rishon, and he brought a right from the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi say that the maskar of the Yerushalmi is not that way. That even though the Yerushalmi did mention that tzad, but the halacha, the Yerushalmi does not hold that way. However, the Rabbi Natan is very sure from the Gemara Psachim that the Gemara Psachim says that we tato govar. How could Rabbi Natan say that irui is kekli rishon, and it entirely affects, it entirely it's mavashal everything about it, passing that tato govar. So the Rishonim say that Rabbi Natan held that the Gemara Psachim is only referring to when something drips, a dripping thing. So it's called nifs, an irui of nifsa kakiluach. Irui of nifsa kakiluach. It's not connected to the source of the pouring. The similar we had earlier by a couple of davim ago by Nitzayk, that miktav ketufe, that you can disconnect the thing falling down from the barrel that's pouring it. So when you pour from a hot pot, then you disconnect it. So then you move away the pot on top. And then what's falling down is not connected to the source of its pouring. Then Rabbi Natan held over there, it only answers a kadei klipa. But when it's an irui shaloinivsa kakiluach, when it's still being poured, so then it's, if it's still connected to the source, so it's like the source is a kli rishon, and also the irui becomes a kli rishon. That's the opinion of Rabbi Natan. Meitz Rabbi Natan brought a proof from Mara Sugya that irui is a kli rishon, the fact that it can kasher things. Tesis says that this gas is different because it's only nivlai de tzainin. The wine that comes in is not hot, it's cold. So then it works with the iroi to kasher it. Mashingin, things that are nivla aide chamin, things that get hot things on them. So then it's not enough with iroi klirishin in order to kasher things. The Ramban and the Rante, another difference, that in our sugya it's really enough with niguf. The Ramban says we're talking about a gas of eitz or even, not of cheres. So it's enough with niguf. That's why vada irui works. Irui is loigara from niguf. But just one thing that's nagei lamaisa from this, that kashering, is that even though we don't pass like Rabbi Nutan that irui is kekli rishon, but because irui does kasher, does mevashal kadei klipa, so in things which are only nesar kadei klipa, so then your irui does work. So must very nagei on Pesach, before Pesach, you want to kasher your counters. Right? Counters always the way that they only get asers by hot things being put on them. So they are there, tato govar. The counter is only asered kadei klipa. So the counter is asered kadei klipa, so then if you want to kasher it, you also can pour on it hot water, boiling water from a pot. It also works to kasher it. Or anything which was asered kadei klipa with irui, then you can kasher it ade irui. Shinkin, if a pot itself became treif, pot that something was cooked in it, came treif, or you want to kasher it for Pesach, or you stick a spoon in your pot, and now the spoon is getting cooked with the pot, so then it has a din of a kli rishon. So then when you want a kasher, you can't use Eroi Kli Rishon to kasher it. Then you need to kasher it in a Kli Rishon itself. You have to boil up water on the fire, and that to kasher your Kli. Ad kan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.